makers of Maxwell House Coffee welcome you to another hour of entertainment brought to you by the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios in Hollywood with the regular Good News cast, plus tonight's guest. And here is your host for the evening, Robert Young.
Thank you, Warren, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's program is dedicated to the Hollywood preview of the Ice Follies of 1939, which will take place this evening right after our broadcast. Tonight, we're going to get a few hints about the Ice Follies from the stars of the picture, who are here with us, Joan Crawford, Jimmy Stewart, and Lou Ayres. To start our show, Meredith Wilson has prepared to open our show tonight, a winter overture. Let's have it, Meredith, in honor of the Ice Follies of 1939. Beautiful thing, Meredith. I felt like putting my skates on.
It really was good, Bob.
Well, Lou Ayres. Lou, this is Meredith Wilson, and you can tell him personally. Meredith, this is Lou Ayres.
Oh, Lou Ayres. I know your brother, Buenos.
Buenos Ayres.
How'd you like that joke?
The music was swell.
Oh, sorry?
Pay no attention to him, Lou. I guess you've got enough on your mind. I haven't seen so much excitement about a preview since I've been at MGM.
Well, we all have our fingers crossed.
Well, I don't think you need to worry. When I left the lot this afternoon, there were people in every office organizing parties to go to the picture. They'll have to build an annex to that Westwood Village Theater tonight to hold the overflow.
Incidentally, don't let this get around, Bob, but they tell me there are some skating sequences in it that will positively take your breath away.
I've heard about them. Well, what about the story? Could you give us an idea of it and say, about 10 words?
10 words. Let me see. I hear Ice Folly's beautiful picture, stop story about skaters in Hollywood. Love, signed Lou Ayres.
Night letter, straight wire.
Straight wire. Collect. Why don't you ask Jimmy Stewart for a synopsis?
Sure, I'm a bit of a raconteur in a boring sort of way.
Hello, Jimmy.
Uh,
Can you give us the Ice Follies of 1939 in 10 words?
I can give it to you in two.
2 words? Let's hear them.
Terrific.
Oh. Now, come on, boys. Give us some idea of what the story's about.
Well, Jim and I have an ice skating act, and we're supposed to be sensational.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then I get an idea to make the act even better. I discover Joan Crawford selling cigarettes somewhere, and I hire her and put her in the act.
Mm-hmm. That ruins everything.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. She's terrific.
Yeah. Then why will we cancel 3 days after she joined the act?
Well, the manager had no vision. You can't imagine a better act for an ice rink. Now, think of it. Lou and I play a property horse on skates.
Property horse?
Yeah. And Joan goes along with the act and sings. Now, you can't top that.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did it get us?
Well, Joan was lucky.
How was she lucky?
Well, when the act was canceled, she married the front part of the horse. That's me.
I guess you can see where I wound up.
Well, boys, that sounds great, but don't tell me any more. I want to be surprised when I see it. Now we'll give you boys a treat.
What's that, boss?
Gertrude Neeson's going to rip off a new arrangement of Carioca.
Hey, I'll take two of those.
That's for me, boy.
All right, Gertrude, let's have it.
Have you seen the Carioca? It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It has a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm that's fine. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicked, wacky, wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there'll be cruel love in his eyes. You'll dream of the new Carioca. And we'll sing
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Fanny Bryce as Baby Snook. Last week, we left Snook and Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, in a San Francisco hotel where they spent the night before visiting the fair. Well, today is the big day. As the scene opens, they are on their way to Treasure Island in a ferry boat. Listen.
Ah, that's the air. Breathe in the fresh ozone, Snook.
All right. Oh, I like it.
Boy, it's refreshing. Oh, how I love the ocean. The heavenly feel of a boat beneath your feet. The tang of the salt spray against your face. This is life.
When is the boat going to start moving, Daddy?
Oh, don't be silly. The boat's moving now.
Then why ain't you sick?
Now, what are you talking about? I love the water. Look at those waves lapping against the side of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Break, break, break on thy cold gray stones, ocean. Roll on, thou deep and dark blue ocean, roll.
Make it roll back, Daddy.
Oh, stop that. Now, come on, let's take a walk around the deck.
All right. Daddy.
Yes?
Oh. I see a funny bird.
Well, that's a gull.
How do you know it ain't a boy?
I didn't say it was a girl. I said it was a gull.
What's it sitting on, Daddy?
A boy.
Huh?
The gull is sitting on a boy.
Where's his daddy?
Who's daddy?
The little boy.
It's not a little boy. It's a boy, a bellboy.
Mark in the hotel?
No. This boy has nothing to do with any other kind of boy.
Ah. So that's why he lets the girl sit on him.
It's not a girl, I told you. It's a gull, and it's not a boy. It's a boy.
Are you starting to get sick, Daddy?
Yes. And if you bother me anymore, I won't let you see the fair. Can't you play for a while? There's a whole bag full of toys there. Take one out and amuse yourself.
All right, Daddy. Daddy!
What is it?
Who shall I hit with my bean shooter?
Why, don't you dare shoot that thing at anybody. Put it back.
All right.
Now, Snook, don't make me angry. I'm warning you. Let me have that bean shooter. Let me have it.
All right.
Ow! Snook, if you do that... Ow!
Does it hurt, Daddy?
I'll hurt you. Give me that bean shooter. Well, give it to me.
I'll jump in the water.
Oh, Snook, get off that rail. Now, please. Oh, all right. You can keep it. Now, come down.
All right.
All I ask, Snook, is for you to behave. 5 minutes. We reach Treasure Island. Why can't you be good for a while and break the monotony?
I didn't bring nothing, Daddy.
Nobody said you broke anything. When you break the monotony, you change from one thing to another.
Like my underwear?
Oh, forget your underwear. What are you laughing at?
I did.
I wish I'd brought your underwear and forgot you.
Huh?
Nothing.
Tell me what you said, or I'll hit you with the bean shooter.
Now, Snook, don't do that. Put that thing down. Now I know why tigers eat their young.
Who shall I hit, Daddy?
Nobody. I won't let you hit anybody.
Come on, jump in the water.
All right, all right. If you must hit somebody, hit a small man.
Now I'm going to choose. Ibbity, bibbity, shippity, shab. Ibbity, bibbity, canada.
I'm afraid to look. Ow! What's this? Who hit me on the neck?
Daddy, you know who canada is?
No.
It's Dick Whittington.
Oh. What are you laughing at, you wiseman? Holy smoke, the same pair.
Hello, son. Daddy.
Snook, now please, just a minute, sir.
What's the idea of hitting me with that bean shooter?
My daddy told me to.
I did not. Why do you say such a thing, Snook?
I don't know.
Well, see that it don't happen again, that's all.
Oh, I promise you it won't, sir. I'm very sorry, really I am.
Oh, well, I can see what you got to put up with. Take my advice and stay home with your wife. You'll be better off.
Brother, you don't know my wife. Come on, sir. Let's get away from here. Oh, I wish this boat would dock.
Why?
You've gotten me into the most beautiful mess of trouble. Just wonderful.
You like it, Daddy?
No, I don't like it. Now, try to behave till the boat gets in.
I'll be good, Daddy.
All right, don't forget. Let's sit here. Oh, have I got a headache.
Over the fountain, Daddy.
What is it?
What's that long pole on the top of that boat?
That's the crow's nest.
Where's the crow?
There isn't any crow. As soon as the boat gets underway, a sailor climbs up there.
To get the egg?
No. There are no eggs in that crow's nest. That's the place for the sailor. He sits in the crow's nest all day long.
Don't the crow get an egg?
There isn't any crow.
Why?
Because there isn't.
When are we going to see the fair, Dad?
In a couple of minutes. Now you can get a good view of Treasure Island. Look.
I like it.
What a beautiful sight. Like a magic city.
Make it disappear.
Oh, don't be silly. I can't make it disappear.
Do some magic, Daddy.
I can't do any magic.
Just one trick.
I have no time. Now, don't bother me or I'll get angry.
Make my hat disappear.
Oh, all right. Give it to me. I'm going to throw it overboard.
Yeah.
Now, watch. Hocus, pocus, salamus hocus. It's gone.
Make it come back.
Now, watch. Hocus, pocus, wham. Here's your hat.
Do it again, Daddy.
No, no more.
Hocus pocus, wham! Daddy.
What is it?
Make my hat come back.
Where is it?
I threw it in the water.
What? Oh, is this a trip? Come on, let's start getting near the front. The boat's pulling in. Hurry up.
There's Dick Whittington again, Daddy.
Leave him alone. Walk fast, walk fast.
Hocus pocus, wham!
What do you mean?
I may get with it and disappear.
Oh! You pushed him in!
Help! Help!
Quick! Man overboard! Oh. Throw him a lifesaver!
What flavor, Daddy?
Here, let me get it.
Yeah.
Grab this life belt, mister. Yeah. I'll pull you back on the boat.
Not me! I know when I'm well off. I'm going to swim the rest of the way!
Well, thank heaven he's a good swimmer.
Snooks, come down off that rigging.
No, you're going to spank me.
Why, Snooks, how can you think of such a thing? Mm. You don't believe I'd spank you, do you?
Yes, I do.
I wouldn't dream of touching you.
Are you sure?
Why, Snooks, darling.
All right, I'll come down.
That's a sweet child. I wouldn't dream of... I got you!
Say, Bob, here's something that'll amaze you, I think. You know how many pounds of coffee were imported into the United States last year?
Oh, a million? 5 million? I wouldn't know how to guess, Warren.
Oh, you're not even warm. 1,900,000,000 pounds, Bob, according to the best estimates.
That's a lot of coffee, and it certainly explains why your favorite topic of conversation is a favorite with most Americans, too.
It does, Bob, for good coffee contributes more to the enjoyment of living in this country than anywhere else in the world. That's why we're glad that more and more people are finding pleasure and downright satisfaction in the new Maxwell House coffee. Proud that more people, in fact, are buying Maxwell House today than ever before in its history. And friends, we believe we know why. You see, from the day it was created more than half a century ago by that master coffee blender, Joel Cheek, Maxwell House has been known and appreciated as one of the world's finest coffees. Millions of people considered it just about perfect. But today, after months of painstaking research and experiment, this famous blend of superb coffees has been made even richer, more delicious, more full-bodied than ever before. You'll taste its extra goodness in your very first steaming, fragrant cup. Then, too, there's the remarkable new radiant roast process we've developed. This amazing process roasts each coffee bean evenly all the way through, and so brings out the true natural flavor of the superb new Maxwell House blend. With radiant roast, there's no chance of weak coffee due to under-roasting or bitter coffee due to parching. Your new Maxwell House is always full-bodied, always smooth and mellow. So if you haven't tried Maxwell House lately, won't you order a pound tomorrow? We think you'll say, this is the finest coffee I've ever tasted. We think you'll agree this new Maxwell House is more than ever good to the last drop.